The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Practice. One of the important supports for mindfulness practice is the continuity of practice. So it's one thing to remember to be mindful and be mindful for a moment or two and mind wanders off, and then sometime later remember to do it again. But it's another thing to be able to persist through time. And so there's a continuity over minutes and maybe even longer. So the ability to hang in there with the attention, to be awake, to be present in a continuous way. And it doesn't require a lot of effort to be continuous. I think most of you probably have some reference point, something you do in your daily life, where you have a fairly good attention to what you're doing while you're doing it. It might be enough, the kind of effort you need for, if you're a skilled driver of a car, there's a continuity of mindfulness, of presence, of attention when you're driving. You can't really let your eyes off the road and not pay attention to what's going on for maybe more than a second at a time without maybe something going wrong. So you need to kind of have this continuity of attention. And we kind of learned, some of us, to multitask, to listen to the radio or talk or think about the other things. But there is a presence and attention that's continuous there. And that if you're skilled, it's not too much of a strain to do it, especially in simple driving. And so, but maybe there's another reference point you have. Maybe you love to cook at home or something. And so when you're cooking, you're really there. There's no question that you're there or doing a craft or playing a musical instrument or something. But so the idea is to find some way to engage that's continuous and relaxed. And this is the kind of, should be almost the mantra of how we make effort in mindfulness practice, is relaxed continuity. Or relaxed persistence. Because when people hear they're supposed to persist or keep going, there's a tendency to want to strain or to push or bear down or something, or to arouse kind of a lot of willful kind of mental energy in the mind, like, no, I have to do this. And that's usually not so useful for the purposes of mindfulness or for the purposes of meditation practice. The challenge is, if it stays relaxed, is then we drift off too easily, because we're relaxed and so everything's okay, and a kind of complacency sets in, and so then the mind drifts off. But how to bring these two together, persistence and relaxations, or continuity and being at ease, and it's kind of an art form to learn. And so you have to kind of tune into these two qualities and get familiar with what they're like. Get familiar with what it's like to have a sense of ease or relaxation in the mind. And also tune into what it's like to be continuous and hang in there, stay present. And to bring those two together, so one is the continuity is not strained and the relaxation isn't conducive to wandering off too much. So you might try today, as we're practicing here, to see if you can practice continuous relaxed attention. So see if you can be relaxed, at ease. Kind of when you begin walking meditation, for example, see to if you can establish some sense of ease in your mind and your attention. And then see if you can keep the attention present, like so it persists or is continuous, it's sustained. So what is it, what is that extra effort that's needed to add to being at relaxed that keeps you present, keeps you here, keeps you with your legs as you do walking, or your sitting keeps you with the breath, maybe something like that. So the relaxed continuity. Hope you enjoy it. Thank you.